Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part 8 of Rebuilding the Living Stones Tabernacle series. And today we're going to cover why would we want linen sheets and some practical care instructions. Once a person has it in their heart to want to begin to wear a linen and to start transitioning their wardrobe into linen, they oftentimes will think about linen sheets, especially when we consider wanting to take advantage of some of the properties of linen. After all, most of us sleep at least 8 hours a day and spend that amount of time on sheets. So this is a good place to start. 100% flax linen has a signature frequency of 5,000. And most people will report that they feel better and have a better night's sleep on 100% flax linen sheets. They also experience this when they wear linen clothing as compared to man-made fibers. When we understand that the body has electricity flowing through it and there's a positive side and a negative side, and that when we wear synthetics or synthetic shoes or socks, that stops that flow of electricity and builds up static. It builds up places or pockets of energy that energy is not flowing, so it affects our health. So even for a healthy person, 100% flax linen sheets is beneficial. However, it's even more important for those that are bedridden or in a wheelchair or are having to overcome some kind of sickness or illness. Many people who get into essential oils or shemen like to use the shemen to put on the bottom of their feet, which is what we call reflexology, because that's one of the ways to get that shemen or that essential oil into your body and going up the electrical paths from the bottom of the foot into the different organs and areas, and or apply it topically to some other area of the body that needs attention with essential oils. And then they will wrap with linen, or they will go put on linen clothing and or go lay in linen sheets. This is really nice when you've got a cold or a flu. But let's say you're carrying a child and there's some complications during that pregnancy and you are going to have to be bedridden for a long period of time. Wouldn't it be better to be on linen sheet? What about your baby? Wouldn't it be better for them to be on 100% flax linen fiber on their sheet, or you could have them wrapped in linen blankets? If you're wheelchair bound or paralyzed, or if you're elderly and you're having to be in a bed, it would be a good idea to consider linen sheets. Let me share with you some of the properties of 100% flax linen. According to Japanese medical research studies, bedridden patients do not develop bed sores when linen bed sheets are used. The flax cell is highly compatible with the human cell. In fact, a microscopic cross-sectional view of a flax stem looks much like an eye with an iris and a pupil appearance. Remember, the eye reflects and absorbs light. Because of its compatibility, the human body can completely dissolve the flax cell, making it suitable for the purpose of being used as natural internal sutures during surgery. It is also used for traumatic dressings and woven into bandages because of its hygroscopic air permeability and aseptic properties. For these same reasons, linen sheets, underwear, and clothing aid those suffering from yeast infections. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is hygroscopic? Well, linen rapidly absorbs moisture or water or sweat, or think of other body fluids, especially those that are bedridden. Or what if you're menopausal and you're having sweats? Yet, it also yields moisture readily, making it highly hygroscopic. This means it evaporates quickly while absorbing as much as 20% of its weight. Linen is considered to be hygienic, helping to relieve allergies, and is used to filter fallout, radiation, and gamma rays. One of the things that Father put on my heart when I was having linen sheets and making them was to put linen curtains in my windows. Now, I would not have thought about this, but Father showed this to me in a dream one night, showed me what they would look like. And I did. I got right up right away the next day and I started making a linen curtain. And I had an impression in my spirit that it was going to be used to filter things out. Now, I knew about chemtrails. And so, you know, he gave me the picture. He showed me what it was to look like. So I made it. And within 30 days of that dream and making those linen curtains, there was the earthquake and the radiation issue going on in Japan. And according to the information that I'm receiving and researching, 70% of the radiation that came out of that is filtering over the North American continent. I had a conversation with another gentleman who is in the ministry of helping other people get well, especially from cancers, that Japan is trying to make arrangements with Russia and China to move possibly 60 to 70 million people out of Japan, and that it is believed that possibly within the next 20 years there will be no Japan. And if it's true that this radiation is in the air and is being spread over predominantly the North American continent, then it is important that we are filtering our skin. We need to be wearing linen. We need to have linen curtains so that you can enjoy the fresh air outside, but have it filtered. White linen curtains let light in your home, but they also reflect light, and yet they would filter some of the airborne particles and possibly radiation, according to the research, based on what linen does in regards to radiation. We also need to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies and treating them like they're a temple of the living God. Now, we do have the supplement Defense, and Defense does help detox. In fact, many people have the mercury removed from their mouths and their amalgam fillings use Defense. And we have that. We run a special on Defense. We have it so that if you buy 10, you get 2 bottles free. Now, even I found out last month that I have high levels of pesticides and radiation. I'm not in the sun hardly at all. And yet we need sun, right? Because we need the vitamin D. And so I did my research and I went to a healthcare provider, a master herbalist, and we used actually machinery based on quartz technology to determine that my levels were high, taken from a hair sample in radiation and pesticides. And two of the things that I am doing is using yarrow to make a tea, and I put a little bit of cayenne in it, and I drink a cup of that yarrow cayenne mixture before taking a bath. And then for the radiation, I take a cup and a half of sea salt and a cup and a half of baking soda and soak in it for at least 20 minutes after drinking that warm tea to help sweat out some of the radiation properties. Epsom salt is very important to have also for radiation. That can also be used. I buy my Epsom salt by 50-pound bags. And if you're near an Azure standard cooperative drop, you might want to look in that or go to your local health food store. Epsom salt will help you deal with radiation. I will be posting an article on some of the oils and supplements that you can use for radiation. Rose oil is good for the skin. We have a rose blend that you can use for radiation topical. But this brings us back to linen. Besides the supplements, making sure that we eat good foods, and we have to have our bodies in the optimum condition. Or look at it this way. You really can't afford to be eating junk food and putting junk into the body anymore. You really have to work harder at having nutritious food, herbs and oils or supplements to make your body healthy, to endure the plagues and the things that are filtering it around in the air. If you would like to receive announcements about the supplements and the radiation article that I will put out, and I will also be posting linen sheet article, then please go to remnantremedy.net and register as a user so that you will get notice for when those go posted. And sometimes I run specials and make announcements that only go to those that are registered that are not on the public site. If you're dealing with yeast, linen sheets may be able to bring relief. We have personal and other people who have reported that by wearing linen clothes, linen underwear, and or sleeping on linen sheets, it has helped relieve their yeast issues. It is important to have linen underwear, which basically can be linen shorts. We don't have to think like we have to have store-bought underwear. We can be, especially ladies and men, you can make boxer-type underwear or shorts, both men and women. The men could be returning to a linen boxer type of short made of linen, and women can also do the same thing. You know, it's reported that some of the sterility issues with men have to do with the jockey type underwear. And so, especially if you're experiencing infertility, men are recommended sometimes to go to boxer short underwears. Wouldn't it be interesting to do research with those experiencing infertility, both men and women, by changing the marriage bed sheets and their clothing to linen with its life-giving vibrancy and energy? For undershorts, for my skirts and dresses, and even for my pants, because I always usually in public wear long tunic tops, I use a scrub, you know, like a medical scrub or a loose pajama pant outfit pattern. And I do mine with drawstrings. However, you could do them with drawstrings and or elastic. But also sleeping on linen sheets may help reduce yeast infection. I do know that from personal experience and from others who have used linen sheets and linen underwear, that it makes a huge difference for them. That does not mean that you can ignore your diet. And so remember, linen can filter. We use them to filter bean sprouts. We use it as basically as you would use a cheesecloth. I use it when I'm making soap. You can take strips of linen and make bandages. If you would like to order some, we will start making them in the near future. But basically, we're going to be taking the scraps from the sheets that we're making. So there's really no waste if you make your own sheets, or we'll make the most use of the fabrics that we're getting to make some of the doubles and twin sheets that we are making. We can use leftover strips for bandaging. We had a muscle pull in the last week at our home. One of my sons twisted and fell off a log and pulled the bicep muscle. So we used Relief, Nerve Repair, and Freedom Plus, and we wrapped it in linen. If you had to, you could use those scraps to put over your face to filter what you're breathing in the air. So let's again go back to this point that linen is considered to be hygienic, helping to relieve of allergies, and is used to filter fallout, radiation, and gamma rays. Remember, in last week's show, we talked about potential of atomic nuclear war and how those wearing linen and or the messengers that are dealing with the plagues are wearing linen. It's also used to filter and protect against chemical mediums such as noise and dust. This may be beneficial to those that have sensitive skin, asthma, or respiratory problems. Linen is comprised of heat conductivity and high air permeability properties. Therefore, its heat conductivity is 5 times higher than wool and 19 times more than silk. In hot weather, those dressed in linen were found to have lower skin temperatures than those who were wearing silk or cotton. Some studies have indicated that persons wearing linen clothing also perspire 1.5 times less than when dressed in cotton clothes and twice as less than those that are dressed in viscose clothing. Now, wouldn't that be the reason which the scripture clearly tells us that the priest or the Kohen were to wear linen so as to not wear anything that would cause them to sweat? Because remember, they were dealing with a powerful energy in the Ark of the Covenant and in the presence of Yahuwah. We'll be right back after this short message. Spring has sprung. Birds chirping, blooming flowers, fresh breezes, and spring cleaning, along with fresh white linen sheets, are in the air. Linen has its own life-giving frequencies, which reflect light. Yahweh has shown us in His Word and in the Mishkan in the wilderness the pattern for veiling or clothing the set-apart place, the Holy of Holies. As His set-apart people, His living stones, Father wants to restore to us the lost treasures of Israel, including His Moedim, His pure language, Shemen, essential oils, and Shesh, linen. Since we spend at least 1/3 of our life in restorative sleep, a good place to start with having linen in your life is with white, pure linen sheets. Consider linen sheets as part of the restoration process of transitioning back to wearing linen for your health, available at Remnant Remedy. Also available are linen headband coverings, hand-woven linen scarves, linen garments, linen thread, and linen yarn for your own personal sewing projects. For more information about linen to cover your living stone, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Remnant Remedy. Welcome back as we continue. Remember, linen conducts electricity heat away from the body. Meanwhile, in cold weather, linen is able to retain heat and warmth for the body, making it basically an adaptogen linen. I live in the Northwest. I can wear 2 to 4 layers in the winter of linen, and I can be warm. My linen sheets are warm because, remember, it takes the heat away from the body, but yet it's surrounding the body with heat. So it keeps the body warmer, but it also keeps the body cooler by the air permeability when you're in hot weather. Not to mention that you have the charge and frequency of it. Now, when you're making clothes, and I talk about this in some of the other programs, when you start adding fibers, for instance, like polyester or metal zippers, plastic zippers, then you start having some other issues. It's great for transitional clothing, but your ultimate garment, your ultimate wedding garment, needs to be 100% flax linen, 100% flax linen thread, or 100% cotton thread. This ability to keep you warmer or cooler is one of the reasons why women in menopause enjoy wearing linen and or sleeping on linen, especially when the time comes for night sweats. And so it's believed that because of the frequency of energy, that this is what helps reduce the static in the body. And they say that even wearing just a little bit of linen begins to start reducing the static in the body. If you're wearing all linen and you're still having a lot of static, then you need to check your synthetic shoes and socks and or your hat. In fact, at Sukkot last year, I had a lady come up to me and tell me after listening to me sharing about linen and the static that she was having a headache. So she realized that she had a synthetic scarf on or hat. And so she went back to her campground and changed to a wool hat, and her headache went away. If you would like to wear linen for a filter on your skin or your hair as a scarf, and also because it helps keep the body warm, and or if you're sweating, you could maybe wear something like our linen headbands because they absorb water. So if you're gardening or working and you were sweating, many men like to wear these because the linen will soak up the sweat. And this is how it also works in the sheets. So if you're sweating on sheets or with a headband, it wicks away that moisture, but it also dries very quickly. But then when you think about it in the wintertime, just to have a piece of linen cloth on your head can help keep you warmer. We also have wonderful, beautiful, handmade, hand-woven linen scarves that are done by a sister in Yahweh here in Northwest Montana. And her prices are barely above what it costs her to make it and put some time into those. If you compare that to other 100% linen hand-woven scarves, you'll see that she's making it available so that people can afford to put linen on their head and or around their shoulders. So check out the linen scarves and linen headbands at Remnant Remedy. Both the linen headband scarf coverings and the linen handwoven scarves are made by Torah Sisters, and we endeavor to support and encourage those who want to work with linen and return to the art of using linen and weaving and sewing with linen. For those who see it in the Word of Yahweh and how it is being inspired in those who have wise and willing hearts to rebuild and cover the Living Stones Tabernacle. A lot of times what you feel might be this electricity static buildup in your body. And so when we consider health, we need to consider the fabrics that we're wearing and sleeping on. And if you can't wear linen during the day, then it's a great thing to be able to lay down on linen sheets and let your body be able to discharge the electricity and static by sleeping in linen sheets. But to do that, also be sure that you have 100% cotton garments for bedtime and don't put on any synthetic socks. And so a place where people really like to start is with linen sheets, and if they can, as soon as possible, linen pajamas, and then you go to bed, you have bare feet or linen socks, which you can find on the internet, so your body can get discharged and you can be well rested and energized. Now, one of the first things that got my attention about linen was that it would reduce static, which I had a really big problem with at the time, and now I don't hardly have any because I wear mostly linen, and if I do, again, it's a problem with my shoes or socks. And the fact that there were some tests done that reported that being in front of a computer where the electromagnetic frequencies are increased, that the linen would help protect the body from the imbalance of these frequencies. I personally believe, and many others have reported, that I feel much better and do not feel fatigued when I wear linen when being in front of a computer. This may also be beneficial when we're using cell phones. We also hope very soon to be carrying cell phone shields that you can use to help diffuse or absorb that bad energy coming from your cell phone. If you have a portable phone in your house, remember portable phones and the energy that comes from them is 8 times worse than that of a cell phone. I personally experience physical pain from these. I also can sense them when I'm driving down the highways and the cell towers or the satellite towers, telephone towers. I sometimes like get in a cross section and I can feel these. I'm learning about the electrical lines that run around the earth. There are those that run north and south and east and west, and then there are diagonal lines, and they've always been there. And basically, this is the energy, the electrical energy that helps hold this planet together. But it has been bombarded from the satellite programs and all the electrical devices that we have, and the fact that it's not being done in a way where the earth can absorb it and the body can absorb it and have balance. So these are why we're having to come up with some of these tools like the shields that you can wear on your body, these rods that you can put, your geopathic rods that you can put on your property or around your home, the shields for your laptops and your computers, but you need to still protect your personal. And so this is where linen and linen sheets come in. So for many people, just wearing linen or sleeping on linen can help lift their spirits. And if you think about this, lifts your energy. I want to do a show on the lie of black and how black and wearing black absorbs your energy, how you really don't want black in your house or your kitchen. I have a black stove in my house. I need to replace one day whenever that is time to have it replaced. And I used to wear black, and I really beseech you, before I even studied this from the point of frequency and energy and spirit, that years ago, before I came into a fuller knowledge and revelation of Yahweh and being filled with His Ruach, His Holy Spirit, I wore black. And many people today, even those that are saved and those that are walking in Torah, they wear black because we have picked up in our society that wearing black is more slimming. While it may be more slimming, it is not beneficial for your health. They have done experiments with patients being around white or black. This may also be why in the past, whether it was done knowingly or unknowingly, that nurses and doctors wore white. And think about the spirit, the frequency, the energy that you feel when you see someone who's dressed in white or black. There is a spiritual correlation going on with what we wear and what we do and what we manifest on the outside. So Father has given us some tools to help protect us against these bad frequencies, as in what has been discovered in the research of wearing linen while being in front of a computer screen, not to mention essential oils and raw food nutrition, and many other things that help contribute to balancing or restoring the frequency resonance of our cells to a proper healthy state. Some studies indicate that the body may be protected from damaging electromagnetic frequencies, especially when near electronic appliances, computer, Wi-Fi, cell phones, etc. Much research is being done and tools are being produced to protect and shield the body's cells from the disturbance of bad frequencies for the body. In contrast, good frequencies that help repair the resonance state of the body cells include shemen, essential oils, laser light therapy, linen, raw fruits and vegetables, and color therapy. The studies on the color of white and the reflection of light in linen is known to increase the body's frequency energy and adding more life and energy to those wearing and using linen. In contrast, those wearing or are around black lose energy and life. These properties are probably why Yahweh commanded the Kohen to wear linen so as not to sweat and not be electrocuted while handling the Ark of the Covenant. Ezekiel 44:17-18, and it shall come to pass that when they enter into the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them. While they minister in the gates of the inner court and within, they shall have linen bonnets upon their heads, and shall have linen breeches upon their loins. They shall not gird themselves with anything that causeth them to sweat. So we have instructions here. Yes, it was for the Kohen, but are you a living Kohen? And are there some golden nuggets in Scripture as to the health practices that we should have in our lives? One of the questions that we should ask ourselves is in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8, when it says, "Let your garments be always white, and let your head lack no shemen or essential oil." Is it just a suggestion? Is it a commandment? Is it a gold nugget of instruction for us? Now, while it says white garment, we know from lots of other passages in scriptures that I'll talk about in another program that Ecclesiastes is referring to white linen. So as you can see, linen sheets would be beneficial. It is our desire at Remnant Remedy to be able to make linen sheets as affordable as possible. Our linen sheets are sewn with 100% cotton thread in order to remain kosher and to retain their given frequency of light, life, and energy given by Yahweh. We hope to, in the future, be able to sew with 100% linen thread. From a production point of view, we do not have the more high-end sewing machines that can handle the linen thread. So we use 100% cotton thread for production of linen sheets. If you're doing your own sewing projects, remember we have 100% linen thread. If you would like to use that and your sewing machine can handle that, it is not advertised on the website, but when you order 12 or more spools of linen thread, if you will write in the notes on your order or call us and place the order, we will give you one additional spool free. I hope you will join us next time when we continue Why Linen Sheets, and we will also discuss washing and drying and care for your linen sheets on part 9 of Rebuilding the Living Stones Tabernacle series. And be sure to look for our sales on Queen and King Sheets this week. Sign up at Remnant Remedy so you can receive announcements about private sales and public sales regarding linen and shimon. May your garments always be white and let your head lack no shimon. Shalom.
There's no time for my bride to postpone. Garments of linen gotta be sewn. Learn how to make healing oils on your own. Grinding wheat and storing